Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are at Lauderdale by the Sea to celebrate the opening of Florida's spiny lobster mini season. We are having a blast here at Bugfest. I'm literally in the city square of Lauderdale by the Sea with the man who started, you know, bringing diving to the area, as well as when we first started Scuba Radio in 1997. The Dive God is with me, Neil Watson. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, it's great to be here. What a setting, huh? Isn't this beautiful?
It brings back good times, doesn't it, Neil?
It brings back good times, and it brings back some not so good times.
Well, you know, a few hangovers
over the years. Yeah.
Lost a few brain cells. We might pick them up here on the beach while we're down here for the week.
What a dry heaves after the show and stuff like that. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. But you know, being down here, Lauderdale by the Sea, does bring back a lot of memories of Ocean Fest. This event we're at is called Bug Fest. We're celebrating the opening of Florida spiny lobster mini season, and I'll tell you what, compared to last year, Neil, it looks like it's at least double in size as far as people who showed up to the event we're at right now. What do you think? Yeah,
I think it has. The city's done an amazing job of promoting this. Steve D. Oliveira, which, geez, he was with the Sun Sentinel like 25 years ago, did articles on me, and he went to work for the city up here, and he's really taking advantage of promoting for Lauderdale by the Sea for what it is, and that's the shore diving capital of Florida. It's an amazing product, you know. It's the only place in the continental United States. You walk out of your hotel room onto a pristine, beautiful powder white sand beach, and you can literally swim or snorkel out to an amazing reef. It's just incredible.
It is indeed. You know, whether you're catching lobster or not, it doesn't really matter because you'll have just a great dive. I don't know what it is so unique about the area here, but you can come here and when the winds aren't blowing, the water is almost Caribbean clear. And that's very unique to this particular spot, Lauderdale by the Sea, in the entire state of Florida, if not the country. Am I right?
Yeah, no, the visibility is amazing. I mean, you do think you're in the Caribbean in the summertime, you know, when the seas are calm and whatever. And, you know, if you don't get that lobster, you walk next door to Aruba's and you order one.
That's right. They got them on the menu at Aruba's and as well as every other fine eating establishment here at Lauderdale by the Sea. Now, I am joined by CJ and Bubble Boy. CJ this week is known as Bug Boy. Once again, it could be the second mini season in a row that you are skunked. Am I right, Curly Johnson?
I can't comment on that right
now. Yes, okay, exactly. That's what I thought. We'll let him get back to the drinking.
I am eating lobster nonetheless, though.
Yeah, that is true. We're finishing up at the lobster cook-off where I actually got to be a judge. That's one of the few perks of being in Sharknado 3, I guess, has earned me to be a judge. What do you think of that, Neil?
I tell you, you're a rock star. I'm surprised you even talk to me anymore. I mean, Sharknado.
Well, Sharknado 3.
3?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yes, the latest and worst of the trilogy. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah. Well, anyway, I did my part. We'll talk about that later on. That deserves an entire broadcast.
Tara Reid is asking for his autograph.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. To pay a parking ticket or some kind of restraining order type of thing. We'll talk about that another time. Yeah, Sharknado 3 was last week, and I was seen in several scenes. Matter of fact, I got more screen time than Jerry Springer.
Whoa.
Look out, world, here I come. Or, you know, I honestly, that was the beginning and end of my acting career, Neil.
You've got a face for radio, not
yes,
the movies.
Yes, exactly. We'll stick to it, I'm sure. Now, I'm also here with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Jerry, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm having a great time. My first time at Bugfest.
Yeah, what do you think of this? It's a pretty good crowd, huh?
Yeah, it's a great crowd. It's actually more than I expected, but it does, I have to admit. Bring back a lot of memories of Ocean Fest. Ocean Fest, I did every single one of those.
Yes. So. You know, and think about Ocean Fest, and I miss it, because it was the only dive show out there that we could go to and actually dive. Yeah. And we talked about the diving they have here at Lauderdale by the Sea. I don't know, maybe Bug Fest will evolve and kind of rejuvenate that whole concept, and we can kind of build this Bug Fest up into an even bigger dive event. But it could be the groundswells of such a thing, you think, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Could be. I mean, every year it seems to be getting bigger. And the city's behind it. They got the perfect location. How can it not grow?
That's right. You got right. The dive guide here to kind of help them along provide some guidance.
Absolutely. And I checked the weather today, and it's not going to rain sharks tonight. I'm sorry, Greg.
Well, you know what? I sense these things, and I think we're safe. I think, you know, now that I've been in Sharknado 3, I do sense when a Sharknado is in development. I saw that in the movie, and I'm supposed to just go with it.
Yeah, I'm still a little kind of sideways, because he actually, all the listeners need to know that you actually talked Dive Training Magazine into doing a Sharknado reverse cover.
That's right.
I mean, now, yeah, I never thought you could pull
that. And Jerry the Beatty was the only one who was not real fond of the idea. But now that it's out and you've had a reaction, now you have been proven right that you shouldn't have done it?
Well, no, just let the public rule. We're still counting the letters, you know. We'll probably publish a couple. Get ready for the fallout.
Okay, well, I expected there to be some, but no worries. You know, that's just what we do. Try to ruffle a few feathers and create a bit of noise. You know what I mean?
Well, dive training's never afraid of putting it out there. I mean,
that's right.
When it comes to something controversial, I mean, we're out there. We're going to lead.
That's right. When it comes to putting it out there, Everline, come here. Everline, she is one of our mermaids. She's from originally from Cuba,
everybody.
But she's down here in Miami. She's joined us at Bugfest. How are you?
Hi, Greg.
How are you? Is this your first Bugfest?
You didn't invite me.
What do you mean I didn't?
Neil did.
Yeah. That figures.
Yeah. Well, right. Of course. I mean, Everline is, she mermaided for us in the Bahamas.
My pleasure.
She's based out of Miami.
The women you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Neil knows what's up. That's why he's the dive god, and you are the dive master.
No, I'm the lobster slayer and Sharknado tamer.
The slayer.
Now you're an actress. You do this stuff, right?
Of course.
You've been in movies and everything. You know I was in Sharknado 3.
Oh, you were?
She didn't know this.
I didn't know
me
that.
Me and we're like kindred spirits now, Everline.
Really?
She's looking at me like, this is so, he is so full of crap right now. But she still talks to us, which is nice. So how you been?
I've been great. I've been great under the ocean.
Then did you do some lobster diving here yesterday for mini season or what?
I have to say no, because
what?
I had a terrible insomnia last night, so I couldn't wake up that early.
Yeah.
But I'm
but it
here
was all
today.
Day. What are you talking about? Mini season was a 48-hour period. We're still going on
because
we taped the show today.
I was busy doing some other stuff that I needed to do.
You're right. You could go off the shore right now and go catch them.
Exactly. I live right on the beach, so that's not a problem.
Okay. So it's not really that big a deal. You can go when it's less crowded.
No, it is a big of a deal. But
it is a big
deal. I want to go when it's less crowded with you and Neil.
With me and Neil. See, I was able to
ride
on
Neil.
That's
yeah.
the plan. Okay, all right. So there you go. So did you eat any lobster?
Yeah. How do you like that Medianoche Cuban-style sandwich?
Yes, that was pretty sweet. You were working with Billy and Mitch from Scuba Nation. They were actually one of the entries in the lobster cook-off. I was judging, and I don't know if you know this, Everline, but I was taking bribes.
Who's the winner?
Well, you didn't.
You want to tell me first?
You didn't show me any money.
Oh,
you know what? You gotta show me the
money. I gave you two beers.
She tried to liquor me up. Okay, that's one way to do it. So it's either liquor, money, or, well, Everline, you know, I don't know. She has many attributes that could
Or I can mermaid you later. You want to go mermaid later?
Mermaid. Okay. We can negotiate a deal. Yeah, they're still working out the numbers here for the lobster cook-off, so we'll see how that worked out. But you're having a good time, though.
Yes, I am.
You like hanging out with all these divers and stuff?
Oh, my God. I love these guys. They're so real. They're so into the diving. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better place to be.
Yeah, we got Walt DeMartini here, who has been housing us at the Gomez Hilton, or will be this weekend as we transfer over from the Driftwood Resort, which we're staying at here at Lauderdale by the Sea. And we'll talk about that accordingly. But, Walt, how are you?
I'm doing great, Greg. Good to see you again, man. We're having a fantastic night here tonight.
Absolutely. So what do you think about this Bug Fest thing? Does this remind you of Ocean Fest back in the day, too, or what?
It does. It's not quite Ocean Fest, but it's real close.
It's like the beginning elements of maybe a potential...
About 10,000 people less, but other than
yes,
that...
Yes, exactly. Not quite there. But, you know, I'm trying to think optimistic here.
Well it's mini season, and this is kind of like a mini Ocean Fest.
Exactly. It's mini season.
That's right. It's a warm-up.
It's a warm-up.
Right. See, that's what we've got to think positive, right, Walt?
That's right. And the other event that Neil used to put on, the other one that you could dive at was
Drip. Divers Really Intoxicated Party.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it was?
Dive Resort Industry Party or something.
Divers Really Intoxicated Party is what it turned down to as far as I'm concerned. All right, well, look, we got more coming up for Bug Fest at Lauderdale by the Sea next. Stay close. Just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Attention divers, stay connected while off the grid with the Spot Gen 3 satellite GPS messenger. Right now, get a Spot Gen 3 for half price. The life-saving device any Beyond Boundaries diver needs is 50% off. No matter where you go, the Spot Gen 3 allows you to contact your family, friends, and emergency personnel with just the push of a button. Go to findmespot.com/scuba to learn more and get 50% off. Spot Gen 3, 3,500 rescues and counting.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at Bugfest by the sea, at Lauderdale by the sea, just having a big old time. Everline's here, our mermaid from South Florida. Rumor is that Mermaid Tony, a blast from the past, is wandering through the group here as well. So we're going to get to her in just a bit, as well as a few other South Florida Scuba Radio super fans we're going to talk to for sure. But first, I got Steve De Oliveira from the event, who is the man behind this madness. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing okay, considering everything.
Yes, well, considering everything, you should be proud. I mean, this looks double the size of last year, I think.
Double the size of the crowd. We've had, I think we have about 250 people here, and Pup Morris, the Scuba Cowboy, added a great element to our event this year, filling in during the times we needed some entertainment. So it was just fantastic.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you what, the South Florida lobster preparers for the lobster cook-off have definitely stepped up their game.
Oh, nice.
Second time I was a judge, and it got more difficult this year, I got to say.
Really? Yeah. So it was tough eating lobster, huh?
That's what you're telling me. Lobster. Yeah. I'll have to come back a third time next year to make sure that I understand how this works.
Oh, and by the way, thank you for all the nice surprises that Scuba Radio gave us. We appreciate that.
No worries. You know, it's a great idea. You know, this could be the new thing for Ocean Fest. Develop Bugfest into the new Ocean Fest down the road.
It's looking to get bigger every year.
Absolutely. So this will happen. Well, it happens all week. It's a week-long event.
We actually started with a great seminar by John Chatterton, who talked about shadow divers and U-869.
His new book, The Pirate Hunters.
But we had 60 people there for that presentation. It was fantastic,
Excellent. And you expect that our people come in to events like this, and they're coming. Someone's trying to eat me with a shark-shaped water.
I need to run for it.
He's got to manage things. Go manage things. That's fine, Steve.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right.
Bugfest by the Sea. He's trying to manage this while I record our little show for everybody behind the scenes and cover things accordingly. Now, super fan Barry, that's one of the people I was talking about.
Stick your head in there.
This is a watermelon shaped like a shark.
Sure.
I'm sticking my head in the watermelon, and then people are going to eat this. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I think it's for Sharknado 15.
Yes, we can charge double, or they can charge me double, I think, is how it works. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Greg?
Good. Now, you didn't do any bugging yourself while Bugfest was going on. You're just here for the festivities. Is that the deal?
I'm just here to eat the lobsters, and I'll be going out next week.
Next week on the surprise, your little private vessel. Is that right?
That's right. I know where to hit the good spots.
Where are they?
I can't tell you.
That's what I was hoping. I tried. See, I'm always looking out for our listeners. And, of course, Barry wasn't about to budge. He hadn't been drinking enough yet, but that could change very, very soon. What have you heard about the bugging so far here in South Florida? What do you think?
It's been pretty good. The water's really warm, so it's, perfect for you.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We dove yesterday, and the first dive, the water was really warm. Second dive, we got down to about 50, 60 feet, and we hit a thermocline. It got quite chilly.
Yeah, it's okay. You'll survive.
Oh, no, it was fine, but I was surprised this late in the season. I didn't expect it to be that cool, even to hit a thermocline at that level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, down here, when the water gets to around 90 up on the surface, you're going to feel that. There's going to be those different levels.
Just depends.
Yeah, and it cools you off. When it's 90, it gets a little too warm.
Yeah, somebody was swimming by us when we were doing a shore dive right here at Lauderdale by the Sea, said they just saw a manta.
Oh, yeah. You'll see them around here. You'll see some nurse sharks around here. You'll see hammerheads because you have the fishing pier there. So they're constantly chumming out for fish out there.
Yeah, so that's a good place to swim is what you're saying? Where we were diving?
As long as you swim faster than your buddy.
True. That's true. And I didn't have Bubble Boy and CJ with me to, sever their Achilles tendon. That's what you do. And then they can only swim in circles and then you swim off to safety. Isn't that how it works?
It sounds good to me. Incidentally, you got about 3 hours and 35 minutes left to go get some more.
Yes, we're actually taping today. This is Thursday evening while we're taping a special edition of Scuba Radio because Bugfest, or mini season, is Wednesday and Thursday during the week, last Wednesday and Thursday of July every year. And then, we're going to do some events tonight and record Saturday after some diving with South Florida Diving Headquarters. And they got a barbecue and a concert with the Scuba Cowboy on Saturday. You going to come out there for the beach dive and clean up as well?
Absolutely. A party and a beach dive, it's worth it.
Absolutely. Have you done it before?
Oh, yeah. I've done plenty of, waterway cleanups.
Yeah, and what do you find out here on the pier? When they close it down, the fishing pier on Commercial Boulevard, and they let the divers go out there and just clean up. Like, there's tons of like fishing lead and stuff that the fishermen have dropped over the years, or what?
Yeah, you'll find lead, you'll find a lot of fishing line tied up. Sometimes you'll find people's jewelry, rings, stuff like that that fell off.
Actually, someone last year found a wedding ring or something, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he found a wedding ring that had been missing. I don't know how long, but they managed to return it to the owner.
How about that? Well, or, you know, you could do that or take it to a pawn shop and pocket a few bucks for yourself.
Well, if you're a pirate, yeah.
Yes, and you can play pirate. Why not? That could be one of the benefits of participating in the event. So you got that coming up. What else you been up to, Barry? You going to show join us in the Turks and Caicos for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise? You thinking about it?
Oh, I'll think about it. I don't know if the wife will approve.
Yes, well, we'll talk to Barry. We'll maybe we can get her buddy, I should say. We can get her liquored up, and maybe she'll approve, you think?
If I bring her back some jewelry. Oh, there she is.
There she is. Okay. Well, we'll see if we can't... get her the right to cocktail, and maybe that. You just got to get her socially lubricated, Barry. You've been married for years. You should know how to work this angle.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, you should.
It's beautiful out tonight.
It is indeed. Yes, it's a beautiful evening here at Lauderdale by the Sea, and very typical, isn't it, Barry? This is just the normal day in South Florida, but everybody else listening, and no matter where they are in the country, this is one of those postcard type of evenings. But it's fairly typical pretty much any night of the week here, I'm guessing. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Summertime, it's beautiful. Look, the seas are flat. There's almost no wind. You have storms way, way out. You can watch the lightning. It's great. It's beautiful out.
Very nice. Yeah, lightning in the distance, so you got a little light show going on. Hey, CJ, tell me, what are you guys doing over here? What's going on?
We're just talking to Everline.
Yeah, you sharing bug hunting tips?
Well, she was telling me, she was impressing me by how long she could hold her breath.
Yes, she's been taking freediving lessons. Did you find out, is she a tickler or a looper?
I think she's more of a tickler, but that's just my instinct.
That's it. You're just guessing.
You'll never find out.
Bubble Boy, what do you think? He's single?
Oh, looper. She definitely looks like a looper to me.
You think a looper?
She's
a looper.
I've already tickled her funny bone.
Yeah? Is that good?
That is good.
Okay, she liked that.
I told her you had diarrhea.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
She thought that was really funny for some reason.
What a great wingman.
Obviously, the booze is flowing here at Bugfest.
It's not about the wings. It's wings or wingmen. It's about the lobster.
It's not wings. We're not chicken. We're talking bugs. Lobster tails, indeed, and a lot of other nonsense.
Getting all buggy up in here.
Yeah, Lauderdale by the Sea. Stay close. We got much more coming here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We're back here at Bugfest at Lauderdale by the Sea, and before he goes off and grabs some real food, I got to talk to Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, because you just got back from traveling all over the world as usual. Where did you come? Before you came to Fort Lauderdale here,
and that's not really out of the norm for me, is it?
It is. It's no. Where in the world is Jerry Beatty? And he called me yesterday. He said, "Hey, I'm going to be at Bugfest. Where are you going to be?" And I'm like, "Be here this time. We're here."
Well, I just rolled in from Turks and Caicos, been in Provo.
You were doing a little R&D for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October.
I was, Greg. I was on...
You were on the boat.
The Explorer Ventures boat. And I got to tell you, I was really blown away. They've got that thing polished up and painted. I mean, the deck is so shiny, you could eat right off of it. I mean, it was good.
Really?
It was really
good. Just went through a little update or reverb or something?
It looks like it rolled out of the shiproom floor, man.
Excellent.
You're going to be lucky, because you're going to be down there. They're going to have done the sea trials. It's going to be like being on a new boat.
Wow. And, well, that boat is always just spectacular. But they just went through a little upgrade. Was Clay out there from Explorer Ventures, too? Or
No, it was just me. And he set me up with the captain. JF?
Okay.
Yeah. And you know the chef, right?
Which one?
Alex, I believe his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the story on him, which I never knew, was when that boat was purchased, the previous owner, who happened to be Peter Hughes,
right,
would not sell it to Clay unless he took the chef and gave him the contract. He's been on that boat since day one.
How about that? Yeah. And he's done. It's just amazing food. Did you stay on the food boat or?
No, I was there for the day, but right, I spent a lot of time in the kitchen.
Yes.
Ah, spectacular food. One thing you're not going to do on that trip is lose weight.
True. I mean, true. Quality poundage.
Totally. Oh yeah. Of course it is. Isn't all of it?
Not really. But in that case, you make an exception for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you had a good time, though.
Yeah, it was really great. It was really great.
Are you kicking yourself that you're not coming on the boat with us in October and it's Catherine is taking that gig for dive training or what?
You know, it ain't over till it's over.
That's right. You can pull rank. Catherine, if you're listening, I apologize. I had nothing to do with this.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that to Catherine because my life would be worthless afterwards.
True. That's right. She would kill you. Stab you with a dull butter knife or something.
If a bunk comes open, even in crew quarter or the chain room, I might just sneak in.
All right. You heard it from Jerry Beatty here first. All right. We got more coming up from Bugfest. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 486. It is not advisable to tip your dive boat crew in sand dollars. They frown on that. Besides, the sand currency went belly up decades ago.
The sand people are easily startled, but they'll soon be back, and in greater numbers.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Nick?
Well, hey, Greg, I thought today we'd talk a little bit about risk assessment.
Sounds risky.
Wow. Really?
I couldn't help it. What would you like us to know about risk assessment?
Actually, it's not so much what I want you to know as much as what I want you to ask.
Ask?
Yep. There are certain questions you should be asking yourself before every dive. Because if you don't have definitive, appropriate answers for each and every one of them, you shouldn't be getting in the water.
Tell you what, you ask the questions and I'll guess why they're important.
Turning the tables, huh?
I like to keep you on your toes.
Game on. The first question you should always ask yourself, am I feeling up for this dive?
It's important to be mentally and physically capable of completing the planned dive. If you have any doubt about your health on any given day, don't do it.
That's right. Next.
See?
Do you have the training to complete this dive?
Training teaches what you need to know, and knowledge keeps you safe. Diving without proper training is like driving with your eyes closed. You might get lucky if you make it, but you don't really know what you're doing.
You got it.
Yep.
Next. Do I have everything I need to make this dive?
Lacking the appropriate gear for a dive is like driving a car with three wheels. It doesn't work.
An interesting image, but exactly right.
See?
How about, is my gear in proper working order for this dive?
Gear should be cared for properly and serviced at regular intervals to ensure it remains in reliable working order. Failing to do so is like driving a car whose wheels are taped on. They stay together, but it's risky.
What is it with you and these car analogies?
I like them. Don't you?
They're great. I just didn't know you were such a car guy.
I am a man of mystery.
That's one word to describe it.
What's another?
Let's stay focused. Here's another one. Are there any natural circumstances that indicate the dive should not take place?
Storm warnings, strong currents, excessive wind, temperature, and other weather-related factors can and do interfere with dive safety.
Yes, and here's another one. Am I familiar with the site I'll be diving?
Do your research so you know the facts necessary to plan the dive properly. If it's your first time on the site, make sure you've checked with local guides for information, or better yet, take a local guide with you. Not doing all you can to familiarize yourself with a new dive site would be like driving in a new town without a map.
You're back to the driving, eh?
Car guy.
Next question. Have I fully considered the risks this dive presents? Have I prepared emergency plans in the event of a problem?
Always hope for the best,
but prepare for the worst.
Are my buddy and I in agreement on all aspects of the dive in terms of preparation, communication, and planning?
Talk to your buddy about every aspect of the dive before you get in the water. It's a lot easier to discuss it above the surface than below.
Have I considered all the details, including the small ones like hydration during surface intervals and sunscreen?
Sometimes the day is made in the details. Ignoring them would be like setting off on a road trip without remembering to put gas in the tank.
And you were doing so well.
Admit it, you like him. Come on.
I do. And I'm impressed with your answers. And not just because of your dedication to one analogy, but because you demonstrated why each question is an important one to ask yourself before each and every dive.
And I did it with brilliant analogies. Want to grab some dinner?
Sure, but I'm driving, car guy.
Okay. Risk assessment is something every diver must do before each and every dive. It's a key step to ensuring you're ready to make that dive. And if any of the answers leave you in doubt, don't do it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are at Bugfest at Lauderdale by the Sea, and we're at the Lobster Cook-Off where I was a judge. There were like six teams that were cooking up their catch of lobster here for Florida Spiny Lobster mini season, and the judging has just been tallied, and once again I was one of the judges. Now Jeff Turod from South Florida Diving Headquarters was one of the team members that had a cooking team, and he was trying to bribe me to vote for him. And I gotta tell you, his concoction from his team was phenomenal, and as far as how I scored everything, I'll be perfectly frank. Taste-wise, no question, I liked their recipe the best. But I see Captain Cocktail right over here. And, Jeff, I got to find out what happened here because...
Hey, hold on one second.
Hold on. Okay, all right. They got to figure this out. No cameras because they've just done the tallying, and I've heard that Jeff did not win. And if he didn't win, that means that his bribe that he tried to offer me didn't work. That means that I have standards. The first time ever that I've proved to the world that indeed I have standards, Barry.
You have standards?
Yeah, I can't be bought when it comes to lobster. Even though he tried, I hear he did not win the competition. Didn't they just announce the winner? I was kind of in the back, but did you hear him announce the winner of the lobster cook-off?
Yeah.
And who was it?
Oh, all I know is a Medianoche.
What's that mean?
It's like a Cuban sandwich, but this one was with lobster.
Okay, well, so that was Everline and the Scuba Nation guys. Now, where are they at? Where did Everline go, CJ? Where'd she go? Are they in some celebratory mood here or something? What's going on? Let's find out. I don't know if there's some controversy going on because everybody's kind of hush-hush. There's not, like, celebratory things going on right now. It's kind of like maybe that's what Jeff said, no cameras, because he didn't like how the judging was tallied or something. Do you think that's what it is? Is there some kind of conspiracy on the lobster cook-off going on right now, CJ?
I wouldn't rule it out. We need more evidence. The investigation is ongoing.
Okay, let me find out. Mitch from Scuba Nation.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay, Greg. So I hear that you guys won the cook-off, but is there some contesting going on here with this or what?
Well, you know, we were thinking, trying to get the crowd into it, that, why don't we donate our prize? Keep the crowd into it and, let them enjoy the good times that we had today here, too.
Yeah, is there some controversy regarding that or no?
I have no idea. If you've heard something, I haven't. So.
Okay, but as far as you know, you've
won.
Did
Donald Trump say anything?
Yeah, he might have. He might have. Or Everline had him in some kind of compromising position.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
She was helping you guys in some way, right? She was kind of like the, the ring girl to help present the...
You got to bring the guns. I'm sorry, that didn't sound right.
No, it sounded perfectly right.
So
the pictures prove it.
But you know what, Greg? It's always a great time here at Lauderdale by the Sea. Bugfest is like their fourth annual. It just keeps getting better and better. We have some people from all over the state. I talked to some people from Pensacola and all the way up to Georgia. And it's just a great time. I mean, everybody's got to come down. And
what about the diving? You guys get in the water last couple days or
actually,
what?
We were just in the water yesterday for a mini season, and we had a great time, which in Miami is tough to do. Because in Miami, those guys clock in at stroke of midnight.
Right.
I'm not kidding you. But we've got our special number, our little honey hole, and we maxed out.
Well, oh, really? You did? You maxed out? What, did you go out on a private boat then, or on what?
Yeah, it was a private boat. There was four of us. Maxed out at, hold on, Mitch is not so good at math. Six times four, 24, and, you know, no monsters, but we had a good day.
Yeah, excellent. And your recipe was Cuban-influenced, am I right?
That's right. That's right. Billy and I were both married to Cuban wives.
Cuban-American
wives. Okay, and my favorite in Miami is called the Media Noche, same as a Cuban sandwich, but with a sweeter egg yolk kind of bread. And instead of putting the ham in it, we put the lobsters in it along with the pork, and judges loved it.
Yeah, you know what? I was one of the judges, and I got to say, taste-wise, that was spectacular.
Really? Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, buddy.
I did indeed. Everline, what do you think?
What?
Happy you want?
I'm so excited.
What was your role in this recipe?
Well, I am supporting the Cuban tradition to keep here in Miami what it is like, the medianoche. I mean,
which means what?
Medianoche is a Cuban sandwich style.
Okay.
Okay, who has many components inside. And adding the lobster, the fresh lobster, I mean, like, it's very tasty, very refreshing, especially if you go diving.
Did you eat some of that?
Of course I ate a lot of that.
You ate it?
I ate it, and I loved it, and I love it. And, you know, it is a really good recipe. The bread is very soft. The lobster with the cheese and the pickles and the mustard.
And then they smash
the
it into something.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, like, those are some worth the calories right here.
Absolutely. Worth the calories. CJ, what do you think?
Muy bonito.
Okay, I don't know what that means. You know what? Do you understand him?
Yeah, I do. I understand.
Just write him off and just kind of blow it off, though, right? You just ignore him and laugh.
No, but tell me, do you really like the lobster sandwich?
It was good. It was excellent.
Medianoche. The best. The best.
I voted for it. Oh, wait, didn't earlier I say I voted for the other thing? I take that all back. That was just nonsense.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both! Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So what's this big news then?
We've been given our parts in the nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
Way down under the ocean, where lobsters live and die, you'll see that lobster travel in a hip-hop conga line. So join the celebration and jump in behind your friend. Today we're all crustaceans and we're gonna party to the end. So come on now, do you wanna come and do the lobster conga? Dance to the beat of the bomba and we'll have a lot of fun together. Everybody now snap your claws like a lobster, shake your tail like a lobster, swim, swim, swim like a lobster, conga dancing under the ocean. Snap your claws like a lobster, shake your tail like a lobster, swim, swim, swim and be the lobster conga.
Yes, that's what we're doing here at Bug Fest, the Lobster Conga. We're celebrating Florida spiny lobster season at the Lobster Cook-Off.
Wait, what?
Can you hear that?
I hear what?
Oh! That would be Captain Cocktail.
Mr. Ron Zavala.
Ah, look out. Yeah. And now you're celebrating your victory in the Lobster Cook-Off.
Well, for Diver's Choice. Again, we were the bridesmaid, not the bride.
And your business, though, is in Diver's Choice. It's a pretty good place to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I
threw him 100, apparently that wasn't enough.
Well, yeah, as I clearly told everybody earlier, I voted for you as the best.
How much did he give you?
What?
He got flyboards.
Flyboards, yes.
That's how I asked for it.
Wait, he got flyboarding and money?
No, Alaska.
Oh, okay. Alaska?
He texts me today. He goes, what do you think? How much? I'm like, well, how much did you pay last year to win?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll never tell, but I'm still paying it off.
Everybody thinks this whole judging of the lobster cook-off is totally legit.
Hey,
it's all about barter.
Here's my sandwich winner over here.
Yeah.
Jeff Tayrode and I went to the same high school in Orange Park, Florida. So
who had a better grade point?
He made a better sandwich than me, apparently.
No, we just had a better looking server.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That's right. Everline was. You didn't have a ring girl, Jerry or Jeff. Let's have a ring girl present
a
your
ring
lobster.
Girl.
Yeah, Everline was like the ring girl at a boxing match.
Really?
She presented the lobster to me.
Protest. Where's Steve? Protest.
Well, that's what I thought you were
Hold
doing.
On.
That's why you said no cameras. I thought, hey, get me out of this. I don't want to have this documented.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just noticed that.
Yeah.
He wins.
Would have nothing to do.
He wins on sex appeal.
It would have nothing to do with the rum you're drinking right now. Would
I can't believe that.
Yeah, okay.
And you voted for her. I know you did.
No, I didn't.
I know you did.
No, I told her I did, but I actually voted for
you. Mr. Mermaid.
No, I voted for you. Your concoction of it was like lobster crumble.
I won't respect you if you lie.
Wait, what was your recipe for the lobster?
I won't respect you.
What was the lobster recipe that you guys...
The recipe was off the charts. I had a...
Right, but what was the name of it?
Asian lobster.
No, it was like lobster crumble or crunchy.
Panko lobster.
No, it was crunchy something.
Yeah,
they said it
panko,
was
panko crunch lobster.
Panko.
Panko.
Okay, I thought they said crunchy something.
So they messed you up.
Yeah. You got fives right across the board.
You gave me five?
I did. I gave you five.
I'm gonna have to recall.
That's what I thought you were doing earlier.
Let me recall that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Sure.
I was like, hey.
Flyboarding.
Yeah, see, that's what he did. He came by and said, Greg, you want to go flyboarding? Remember, who's your buddy? Who's your pal? Give me a five on the band. And, you know, I. Yeah. Yeah, I gave you fives. Great. I'd show you, but I know I can. But they burned up our ballots, so you can't check it. But trust me.
They were just.
Would I lie?
It's like Mission Impossible, right?
Yeah, I mean, trust me. I mean, I got
a
face.
You're a guy. Of course you would lie. But you don't lie to guys, you lie to chicks. All right.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say, liquor boy. No, wait, I'm liquor boy. You're Captain Cocktail.
That's it.
That's right. That explains why there's not
flyboarding.
We're going flyboarding. We'll take a mermaid up there. Yeah. Well, we got Everline here. We got some other mermaids. Tony's wandering around here.
Mermaids.
Yeah, they're here.
No, they, well, you had a couple of your crew that were going to mermaid for us.
That's true. Nicole and Aria.
Aria, where are they? They kind of avoided me as soon as they saw me. They haven't come up and said
exactly.
hi.
Well, do you blame them?
No, that's the typical reaction I get from most women.
Exactly.
You as well. You can relate.
What is that show with Chris Hansen?
The Bachelorette?
Chris Hansen show.
You were watching
The Bachelorette.
No, you watched it. You watched the finale this week.
Yeah,
that's why you didn't see Sharknado 3. You're too busy watching the reruns of The Bachelorette, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't see that, though. You saw Sharknado? You saw me in Sharknado
3, yeah.
Saw me?
Yeah, I saw your cameo.
Yeah?
I had to keep rewinding to try to catch it.
There he is! Don't blink!
Back up. Oh, damn. There, yeah. Oh, damn!
And I still got more screen time than Jerry Beatty. I mean, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Beatty. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Jerry. Here? Yeah, he is. I mean, Jerry's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Beatty. Well, yeah, he got eaten by a shark. I don't know. It was either him or Jerry Springer.
I think it was Jerry Springer.
I'd have to go back and look, watch it.
Yeah. Of course it was.
But yeah, this Bunkfest thing is a great
they
event.
They look a lot alike. So,
yeah, they do. They do, indeed.
Oh, God. I hope Jerry's not here.
No, he's not. He's far away. He never listens anyway, so it doesn't matter. But this Bunkfest event, quite cool. Cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big. It's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger every year. I think we're going to take over the town a lot.
I think it'll be the new Ocean Fest. Yeah, give it another year or two. I mean, it's double in size from last year.
We were over 100 contestants this year. We weighed in about 213 lobsters in our marina. I don't know what they did on the beach, about the same. So
we had a scuba radio team of four that participated. And
by the way, we have nicknamed Pup.
Yeah,
the
cowboy,
lobster cowboy,
the lobster cowboy. That was his first time bugging.
First time out,
and I let him have two lobster because he had never done it before.
That's the way. You're going
because,
like that, huh?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I'm the lobster slayer, but I'm a very giving individual. I want to share the love. All right, we got more drinking to do, Captain Cocktail. And my other alias, Liquor Boy. We're going to do some flyboarding. We're going to talk to the Scuba Cowboy. Yeah, we got to finish this rum. And then we'll get another hour of Scuba Radio completed at some point. Even Drunken Santa might show up an hour or two. So trust me, you're not going to want to go anywhere. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Bunkfest at Lauderdale by the Sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.